gospel soul. Breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the word of God. Join Pastor Jackson and friends as we rightly divide the word of truth. You can find My Gospel Soul on Facebook, Twitter, but you can also find me, Denise Jackson, on Facebook and Twitter as well. Now, keep up with us also on the Denise Jackson Ministries website. That's at www.denisejacksonministries.yolasite.com. And remember, with God, all things are possible.
Amen, amen. Welcome to My Gospel Soul, where we are breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the Word of God. Amen. This is the 2 o'clock show because, as I promised, I am going to be on the air every day. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And again, lifting up the mighty name of Jesus, praise God. The best way to put the devil to flight, praise God, is to use the Word of God. Amen. And to be obedient, praise God, to be obedient, to be obedient. When God has given you what to do, has told you what to do, what he expects from you, the best thing to do is to be obedient, praise God, and allow God, amen, to use you, amen, according to his will. Hallelujah. God is good, amen. We want to start off, we definitely want to let you know what is going on in your weather. Praise God. The temp right now in Houston, Texas is 72 degrees. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. For the rest of the day here in Houston, Texas, it's going to be mostly cloudy. Showers and isolated thunderstorms in the morning. Then a chance of showers and isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs around 80. Southeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. The chance of rain is at 60%. Well, most of us, we already know it. We see rain already. And it says and it's going to decrease to about 40%, amen, in this afternoon. So some of us have already experienced some rain, praise God, but it's going to be weaning away, praise God. All right. Tonight, it's going to be mostly cloudy until late night, then becoming partly cloudy. A slight chance of showers and isolated thunderstorms in the evening, then a slight chance of showers after midnight. Lows in the upper 50s. East winds around 5 miles per hour in the evening, becoming north after midnight. The chance of rain is at 20%. All right. And for tomorrow, Tuesday, partly cloudy in the morning, then clearing up. Highs in the mid-70s, north winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tuesday night, mostly clear, lows in the lower 50s. North winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Wednesday, mostly sunny. Highs in the upper 70s, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Wednesday night, mostly clear, lows in the lower 50s. All right, we're cooling off, amen. A lot of us been praying for winter weather, praise God. Well, you know, that coolness. I know I'm one that loves cold weather, amen. And I just enjoy it, praise God. When we come back, we're going to take a break. Y'all know how we do it. And when we come back, we're going to be reading from The Joy of Believing Prayer. Amen. And it's a book by none other than Joyce Meyer, Deepens Your Friendship with God. We're going to be talking about authority through prayer. We'll come back from this break. So keep it locked right here on My Gospel Soul. Hey, share it with somebody. Tell them to tune in via phone at 347-826-9424, or they can come right to the page. Y'all know I love Bishop Selzel. This is Bishop Southern Anointed Voices singing I Feel Him Moving right here on My Gospel Soul.
Is that all right? Listen, can I have some church for just about 5 minutes in here? Can I have some church for 5 minutes? If I could have some church that says, sing, Bishop! Just in case there's a few dignified folk in the building today, we come by and we thank you and we bless you too. But sometimes when I think about the goodness that God has done for me, God Almighty in this place, I can't help but give God some praise in him. Anybody feel like me that know that God is good? Let me hear you say it. Oh, I'm feeling good now. I'm feeling good now. Listen, I got one more question. Anybody here that just been through pure hell and you know that God has brought you out? If that's you, let me hear you say, thank God!
Oh!
fantastic voices. I feel him moving. Amen. Hallelujah. And I know a lot of you, praise God, you have experienced God. So you know, amen, you know how it feels, praise God, to just witness a move of God. Hallelujah. Especially when God gets to breaking through and breaking chains. And, oh, my God, it is an experience that you need to witness and testify about, praise God. Amen. It is something. See, if we can stay focused and remember why we gave our lives to the Lord. Amen. Remember that we gave our lives to the Lord, praise God. We got saved to save someone else, praise God. And it's through our testimony. It's through, amen, experiencing his glory and his mercy, praise God. Amen. And sharing it with others that others will be won to the kingdom. God calls us to be kingdom builders, praise God. Amen. So tell somebody. Amen. I get on the air. When I get on the air, I love to testify. I love to tell you what God has done for me, what God has shown me, what he's delivered me from, amen, and what he's teaching me, praise God, because I know if he teaches, if it blessed me, it's going to bless you, praise God, because that's just the gospel. That's how it works, praise God, amen. God's glory, amen, is going to be made known. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He told us to go into the highways and the byways, praise God. He told us to go out there and teach and share what God, who Jesus Christ is, what he did for us, the gospel, the good news. That means it's some good news. I know you're going through, but I got some good news. Hallelujah. I know that you're in a struggle, but I got some good news. I know you used to doing the same thing, and you got some habits that's been hard for you to break, but I got some good news. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I love sharing the gospel, praise God, amen. Especially, praise God, when it's somebody that really, really have yet to experience God, have yet to experience his grace and his mercy. It's some people that's carrying some stuff around today, and they feel like that's just how it is, and that's just how it's going to be, amen. And then here comes a saint, here comes a child of God, comes along and say, hey, hold on. Amen. It don't have to, trouble don't last that way. It don't have to be that way. I got some good news for you. Hallelujah. Our Redeemer lives. Praise God. God has, my God, hallelujah. God is the author and finisher of our faith. Listen, if he could turn my life around, he could turn yours around. Praise God. Amen. God can do exceedingly and more abundantly above all that you could ask or think. That's the good news. Glory to God. That's the good news, people of God. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm just excited. Well, y'all know me. I'm always excited, praise God, about God and about who he is. Amen. Amen. And I love to play this song. I don't mean to bore anyone with the music that I play, but I love to play this song by Express Image, A Strong Deliverer, because God is, amen. And when God does a thing, it's done. Hallelujah, glory to God, amen. When he chose to bring you into this world, it was done. Hallelujah. When he said, amen, that you're more than a conqueror, it was done. When he said that you were made free, it was done. When he spoke the world into existence, it was done, praise God. So there's nothing too hard for God. God told Abraham he was going to have a child. Sarah was beyond age, praise God. But let me tell you something. It was done, glory to God. Amen. And you have to be, amen, you have to step out in faith, and you got to spread that gospel. And you listen, the word will do, amen, glory to God. The world will go out and it will not return unto God void. You got to give people Jesus. You got to give them the gospel, amen, and watch it work. This is Express Image, amen, saying God is a strong deliverer.
in my distress, I cried to the Lord. I know that he heard me. But hold on.
He will do the rest for you.
He's a strong,
strong deliverer.
God is
strong deliverer.
Yes, he
strong
is.
He will
work
it out.
Trust him.
Strong deliverer.
Hold on.
Strong deliverer.
He
strong
will.
Deliverer. He'll work it out for you.
There is no sickness. That my God can't heal. He cannot feel. So whatever the problem is,
turn it over to him.
He's a strong,
strong deliverer.
Deliverer,
strong deliverer.
Yes, he
strong deliverer. He will work it out.
Work it
strong
out.
Deliverer.
If you let him,
strong deliverer.
Don't give up.
Strong deliverer.
Don't
he'll
give
work
in.
It out for you.
Yes, he will. Cause he's a
strong deliverer.
Strong
deliverer.
Yes, he
is. Strong deliverer.
He will
work
he's
it
a
out.
Strong
deliverer.
Amen. He's a strong deliverer. Praise God. Ain't no secret what God can do. God will work it out just for you. Cause he's a strong deliverer. Praise God. And that he is. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I thank God. Amen. We're going to read from the Joy of Believing Prayer. Deepen your friendship with God. And this is a book written by Joyce Meyer. And I don't mind, you know, I love most of the books that I read from are gifts from people, praise God. They're gifts that people send me, praise God, or give me. Amen. And I'm able to use them to share, praise God, amen, different testimonials, different words of inspiration, and to help encourage you, I mean, because they encourage me, amen. So the one we're reading today is called Authority Through Prayer, and it starts off with God's Word for you. And it says in Matthew 16, 18, and 19, and I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not overpower it. Amen. Shall not. Do you hear that? I don't care what it looks like. The gates of hell shall not overpower. He said he's going to build his house up on rock. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Powers of infernal region, praise God. Amen. There is nothing the devil can do. Amen. Once, and that's the same thing about your prayer life, praise God. About your walk with God. If you build it, amen, with that chief cornerstone, praise God, upon that sure foundation, amen, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. And it goes on to say, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind, that means to declare to be improper or unlawful on earth must be what is already bound in heaven. And whatever you loose, that means declare lawful on earth, must be what is already loose in heaven. That's Isaiah 22:22 also. You want to check it out. Praise God. Amen. Listen, we have authority. Praise God. Amen. When God is in your life and God dwells on the inside of you, praise God, you can speak a thing. Amen. It's like you say, you can bind it up. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Crush it. Hallelujah. Stop it. Glory to God. Amen. Cast it down in the mighty name of Jesus. It be bound. It be bound in Hades as well. Praise God. Glory to God. Amen. And it says, amen. It also will be bound in heaven. Praise God. Be bound in heaven. Glory to God. Amen. You cast that thing back to hell from which it came. Praise God. Amen. And you know, some of us, we don't use our authority, praise God. We don't sound our trumpet, which is our we don't open our mouth, and we don't come against the things that the devil throw at us. Bind up the spirit of witchcraft. Bind up the spirit of poverty. Bind up, amen, glory to God, hallelujah. And it said when you're binding up unlawful things, praise God, ungodly things, improper things, praise God, you declaring them to be improper. Amen. You got to listen. Just like you did create and declare good things in your life, you did those things that are improper, praise God, you call it out. See, some of us, we don't call it out. Amen. Hallelujah. Look, I'm trying to get to it, but this is good. Amen. Hallelujah. And then those things that are lawful, loose them. Hallelujah. I loose the spirit of love. I loose, glory to God. Woo. I loose, glory to God, happiness and joy. I lose peace in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. That's lawful. Hallelujah. Loose it. Glory to God. Decree and declare it. I decree and declare divine protection over my household, my children, my finances, my employment. I decree and declare right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Woo, Lord have mercy. I just want to encourage you today. Amen. Glory to God. Now, going into what Joyce Myers wrote, amen, I want you to always know that God, amen, he's given us the keys. Jesus, amen, he did it all. He gave us life. He conquered the enemy, praise God, and came back, amen. Listen, took the sting out of death. Come on now. Hallelujah. And we have the keys. Amen. How do you use that authority? It says authority through prayer. Since we are not only physical creatures, but spiritual beings as well, we are able to stand in the spiritual realm and affect the spiritual realm. This is a very definite privilege and advantage. We can go into the spiritual realm through prayer and bring about action that will cause change in a situation. I like that. Bring about action that will cause change in a situation. God is a spirit. Amen. And every answer we need to every situation is with him. Jesus told Peter that he would give him the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Keys unlock doors, and I believe those keys, at least in part, can represent various types of prayer. Jesus went on to teach Peter about the power of binding and loosing. which operates on the same spiritual principle. Jesus was also speaking to Peter about the power of faith in verse 18. And we know that one way faith is released is through prayer. The power of binding and loosing is also exercised in prayer. When you and I pray about deliverance from some bondage in our lives or in the life of another, we are in effect binding that problem and loosing an answer. The act of prayer binds evil and looses good. I heard someone pray in air, said they bind up and they bind up something and they kept saying, "Lucia, devil, Lucia, Lucia." And you got to understand something. Or I loose that spirit of this and I loose. And they don't realize, praise God, amen. You got to really know what you're saying. When you bind up something, you got to something has to be released, praise God. So if you're going to bind up something, you need to release something. That's why I say bind and loose. Okay, amen. You bind something up, leave, and it leaves space. So you got to put something has to come down into its place, praise God. If you don't bind up the spirit of poverty, then you need to loose a financial release or financial stability. Come on now. Hallelujah. God has given us the power to get wealth. Amen. Use the word. Loose the word, praise God. Like I say, you trying to get free. From something or get delivered from something, bind up the spirit of alcoholism, praise God, amen, and loose, praise God, the spirit of soberness. You got to, when you bind, you got to put something, you got to loose something into its place. You bind up the unlawful and you loose the lawful, praise God, amen, glory to God, and that's called knowledge. You know, I'm teaching you something today because we get to using stuff so loosely because it sounds good, it sounds strong and powerful. Well, it is, praise God. And that's why it has to be used in the proper context, praise God. You bind up something, amen, you make sure you done called out something in its place, praise God. Amen. We praying prayers and saying things just because we heard someone else say it. Amen. You got to make sure you know what you're saying. God has given us the keys, and that key going to unlock something. It's going to unlock something, praise God. Amen. Life and death lies in the power of our tongue, praise God. So make sure when you pray something, praise God, you know what you're praying. Amen. So like it says, the act of prayer binds evil and looses good. Amen. And then for the last little nugget, it says, Jesus has conferred on us the power and authority to use the keys of the kingdom to bring to pass the will of God on earth. Amen. So we have the power to bring forth the will of God right here on earth, praise God. You have it. Amen. You have the tongue as a ready writer. What will you use it for? I'm praying that you use it for good. Amen. You know I'm not going to continue on in the show because we got about a good half hour left, so I'm not going to continue on in the show without sharing our favorite statement, praise God. Make sure you share it with someone else. My gospel soul, favorite statement. God favors me today. God honors me today. I am a success today. I have God's special favor on me today. He makes his face to shine upon me today. He is gracious to me today. I am someone very special with the Lord. I like people and they like me. I am flowing in God's love and others are receiving healing both in mind and body through my life and ministry. I am growing in the Lord. I am waxing strong in spirit. I am growing in wisdom, and I have favor with God and man. I obtain favor in the sight of all who look upon me. I shall have favor today with people. I will meet nice people today. I shall have good relationships with people today. I shall favor and honor others today. I will be a blessing to the Lord.
I will be a blessing to others. I am a person of prayer. God is bringing me into favor and success today. Confess favor with people, businesses, your family, friends, city, boss, and co-workers, and everyone you come in contact with. This has been My Gospel Soul's favor statement. God bless. David's confidence in God's grace. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. God bless you.
Yeah. no matter how long I'm holding on. I've been here before, I've seen your face. I know in my heart you don't make mistakes. So whatever it is, you're taking me through. This time I won't be moved.
I've never seen the righteous forsaken. I've never seen the righteous forsaken. I've never seen.
I've lost some friends and some things throughout this trial. I've gained wisdom and confidence. I'm better now, now. Yes, I have.
I know in my heart.
Know in my heart.
Don't make mistakes.
No, 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 no.
Whatever it
is. Hey.
You're taking me through.
You're taking me through.
I won't.
That's what I want to be, not what I used to be. Becoming all I'm meant to be. That's what I want to be, not what I used to be. Coming up, old things have passed away. Behold, I'm
God, amen, for the show today. It has been great. It has been awesome. As usual, praise God, getting the opportunity to share the good news, amen, encourage your spirit and tear down strongholds, praise God, and give you, amen, information on the keys to the kingdom. Hallelujah. Amen. Remember, kingdom prayers produce kingdom results. Amen. It produced kingdom blessings. Praise God. I always tell people, go over to Matthew, amen, 6. Praise God. Amen. Get it in your spirit. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm telling you, amen, you have some benefits. Praise God. You have some benefits. See, let me tell you something. The devil is slick and he's cunning. He comes to hold a conversation with you and deceive you, just like he did in the beginning with Eve. Get your mind on the wrong thing, praise God. But if you stay focused on God, amen, hallelujah, if you stay focused on your conversation with God rather than your conversation with the devil, praise God, you will see some turnarounds in your life. Kingdom prayers produce kingdom results, praise God. I always seek you first, the kingdom of heaven, and his righteousness, and all other things will be added unto you. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for the show on today. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for the word. We thank you for awesome artists that have dedicated their lives, amen, to using their gifts and talents, amen, to lift up your great and marvelous name. We ask you, Father God, for your divine protection as we go on throughout our day, amen, traveling back and forth to work, from work to schools, from school, school zones, freeways, everywhere. Glory to God. Keep us, amen. We pray a prayer that dispatches your angels around about, amen, us. Hallelujah. Our family, friends, co-workers, amen, everybody, amen. We love you. Praise God. God, we know that your power, amen, and your presence is everlasting, amen. So, Lord, we love you, and we dedicate we abandon our will, and we take on your will. And we thank you and ask it all in your son Jesus' name. I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. We're going to wrap up the show with Kenny Brown saying, "He is my everything." Tell somebody about God being your everything. Spread the gospel. Let somebody know there is good news.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Closer than a brother, Lord, you are my shelter in the time of storm, and I really want you to know who you are to me, and everybody say,
my everything, yeah.
You are
my
sticky situation. Redeemer gave me a second chance. God, you're a forgiver, showing me your agape love. And I really want you to know who you are to me. Now say you,
you are
my everything.
My everything.
Lord, you. Thank you for what you've done for us, Lord.